This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Nepal reaffirms commitment to fight corruption at UN event. With 78 days to go for polls, Election Commission introduces new restrictions to ensure fair campaigning. Voting begins shortly for 11th UML National Congress leadership election. And Trump expands U.S. travel ban amid security concerns. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to accept a soft loan of ₹14.38 billion from Asian Development Bank to support public finance management and fiscal transfer reforms in the country. The cabinet meeting held on Monday decided to waive the applicable capital gains tax on the transfer of a building along with 115 bighas of land jointly registered in the names of Pawan Kumar Sarada and Muralilal Murarka to the Ram Kumar Sarada Uma Prasad Murarka Provincial Hospital in Lahan Municipality of Siraha District. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel informed that the Cabinet has approved the formation of a delegation coordinated by a Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development to participate in the Nepal-India Joint Agriculture Task Force meeting scheduled to be held in Kathmandu from December 27 to 29. The Cabinet also took decisions regarding the promotion and posting of several security officials. The government has reaffirmed its commitment to combating corruption and promoting good governance. Speaking at the 11th session of the Conference of the States Parties to the UN Convention Against Corruption, UNCAC, in Doha, Qatar, Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Govinda Bahadur Karki, said the government has adopted a zero-tolerance policy against corruption and is pursuing legal, administrative and institutional reforms. The UNCAC conference, themed Shaping Tomorrow's Integrity, is considered the world's largest gathering dedicated to combating corruption and began on Tuesday in Doha. With the countdown to voting for the upcoming March 5 House of Representatives election already begun, with 78 days remaining until the election day, the Election Commission has introduced new restrictions on the use of flags and campaign activities aiming to curb misuse during election campaigning. Under the proposed election code of conduct, political parties will be allowed to carry no more than 10 flags during campaign activities. Party officers or candidates may place one fabric flag or signboard measuring 3x4 feet, but the use of digital boards, flex prints, glued signboards and audiovisual materials as flags has been prohibited. The proposed code of conduct also limits door-to-door campaigning to groups of no more than 25 people and bans the use of musical bands and peasants during election campaigns. The Commission said the measures are intended to ensure fair, orderly and cost-effective elections. Meanwhile, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has said that around 70% of the preparations for the election have been completed, with election environment gradually being created across the country. Speaking at an interaction organized by the Election Commission with ministers in Kathmandu yesterday, Bhandari said the Commission has been working with determination since the announcement of the election date and remains fully committed to holding the election on the stipulated day, as mandated for the interim government led by Prime Minister Sushila Karki. Speaking at the same event, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel said that a conducive environment for the election has been created, with preparations gaining momentum nationwide. Minister Kharel added that the government has made necessary arrangements to counter the effects of misinformation and disinformation and has mobilized Press Council Nepal, the Cyber Bureau and other relevant bodies, and said monitoring will be carried out to ensure compliance with journalistic ethics and the Election Code of Conduct. Talks between the government-formed dialogue team and representatives of the Campaign for Protection of Nation, Nationality, Religion, Culture and Citizens have concluded in a cordial and positive atmosphere, with both sides agreeing to continue discussions. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel said the talks held last evening at the ministry were fruitful. He stated that an initial understanding has been reached to carry forward the dialogue and address the concerns raised by the campaign through internal consultations. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security is set to launch the Help to Help 10 cell on December 23 to prevent fraudulent activities in foreign employment. Speaking at a press conference on International Migrants Day, Ministry Secretary Dr. Krishna Hari Puskar said the initiative aims to provide official information and a safe environment for Nepali workers amid rising risk of being misled through social media and other digital platforms. The service will allow workers seeking employment abroad to get answers to 10 key questions. Secretary Dr. Puskar added that the cell will connect labour offices across all 7 provinces, employment information centres at 753 local levels, and the Department of Foreign Employment and the Solution Call Centre to ensure accurate and timely support for prospective migrant workers. Secretary at the Ministry of Health and Population Dr. Vikas Devkota has said that the mental health problems are not a weakness, stressing that they can be treated like physical illnesses. In a video message released as part of a government-led mental health awareness campaign, Dr. Devkota said mental health is as essential as physical health for a healthy life and urged the public not to discriminate against people with mental health issues, but instead to offer care, understanding and support. The Ministry of Health and Population has launched the awareness campaign from December 10 to March 14, aiming to integrate mental health services into basic health care and improve public access. After a lengthy legal process, Nepal is sending 2 elephant calves to Qatar as a gesture of friendship. The 7-year-old female Rudrakali and 6-year-old male Khagendra Prasad, raised at the Chitwan National Park's breeding centre, arrived at Bhairava Airport and will be flown to Qatar in a chartered cargo aircraft. A farewell ceremony will be held at 4 p.m. at Gautam Buddha International Airport, attended by Minister for Forest and Environment and other high-level officials. In Qatar, the calves will be housed at Alkhor Park Zoo in Doha. 2 mahouts will accompany the elephants to oversee their care for at least a month. Nepal has previously gifted rhinos, kharials, a wolf and leopards to other countries, but this is the first time elephant calves are being sent to Qatar. The Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal, TAN, and Korea Association of Travel Agents, KATA, have signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen cooperation in bilateral tourism promotion between Nepal and the Republic of Korea. The MOU was signed by the TAN President and the KATA Vice President in the presence of South Korean Ambassador to Nepal and was attended by representatives of both associations. Voting at the 11th National Congress of the CPN-UML is set to begin at 8 a.m. today, Wednesday, following a postponement due to technical issues with the electronic voting machines. Sanuraj Pokhrel, Vice Chair of the party's Central Election Commission, said the vote scheduled for Tuesday evening was delayed after delegates had already lined up to cast their ballots. A total of 2,263 delegates will participate in the election, which will decide the party leadership, including a contest for chairperson between current chair K.P. Sharma Oli and senior vice chair Ishwar Pokharel. About 660 candidates are contesting for positions in the new 301-member executive committee. The election will be conducted using 80 electronic voting machines. Technicians estimate that it will take around 30 minutes for each delegate to cast a vote. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has lauded the courage and the determination of Nepalese while inaugurating the non-stop marathon TV talk show, a record-setting attempt by young journalist Gaurav Podil to enter the Guinness World Records. The talk show aims to run non-stop for at least 100 hours. Powdhill aims to break the previous record set in April 2013 by journalist Ravi Lamichhane, who hosted a continuous talk show for more than 62 hours. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. US President Donald Trump has expanded the country's travel ban, adding Palestine, Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria to the list of nations whose citizens are barred from entering the United States. The announcement was made by the White House on Tuesday as part of its ongoing immigration restrictions. The order refers to Palestinians traveling on Palestinian Authority-issued documents, citing concerns over security and inadequate vetting. Trump and his allies have defended the travel restrictions as necessary for national security, citing global terrorist threats and recent attacks abroad. Critics, however, argue that the expansion reflects Islamophobic and discriminatory policies targeting specific religious and ethnic groups. This latest expansion follows earlier travel bans imposed on several Muslim-majority countries during Trump's presidency. Now, the zero weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain fair throughout the country today. The division has also stated that there is no significant weather system affecting the country at present. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Nepal reaffirms commitment to fight corruption at UN event. With 78 days to go for polls, Election Commission introduces new restrictions to ensure fair campaigning. Voting begins at shortly today for 11th CPN UML National Congress leadership election. And Trump expands U.S. travel ban amid security concerns. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.